one of the largest tropical rainforests in the northern part of Mexico, is quickly succumbing to the logger's saw and the farmer's plow. The La Condona jungle of southern Mexico, once 12,000 square miles of uninterrupted canopy, has been reduced by two-thirds in the last 30 years, despite federal protections. The region is so isolated, it's been impossible to stop a growing wave of peasants from invading and clearing trees. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Lake Miramar, where locals hope sustainable farming projects can save the region.
Circling the rugged green mountains of the La Condona in a small plain, much of the land below looks more like Vermont than wild jungle. Once thick forest is giving way to a patchwork of farm plots as people move in. Dave Pentecost is a filmmaker who's been visiting the region for 20 years.
Any new clearing is definitely unofficial. I mean, there are constant pressures from people who don't have land elsewhere. Generally, the invaders, such as they are, they come from higher elevations where they've run out of room for their farms.
In 10 years, the population has doubled to 20,000 people inside the most well-preserved part of the jungle, the Montes Azules Reserve. Montes Azules covers about a fifth of the total rainforest. Hiking to its largest lake, Miramar, one sees up close how development is changing this once pristine land. Fences mark property lines. Huge tan cows graze clearings once covered with trees. Encroachment here began in the 1960s when the government and international lenders encouraged landless peasants to start farms. Though now federally protected, the pace of destruction has only been slowed, not halted. Farmers in the community of Emiliano Zapata, however, are trying to reverse the trend. With the help of environmental group Conservation International, sustainable farming is taking root. Mario Lopez Gomez is a 37-year-old Mayan who plants beans and corn.
Before, we used to slash and burn, but no longer. We thought we'd better not destroy the mountains. We saw that all the timber nearby was disappearing, the timber, so we started to use an organic fertilizer.
By planting what are known as fertilizer crops, the soil regenerates naturally, eliminating the need to continually clear new lands. Residents here have also voluntarily left intact a half-mile ring of forest around Lake Miramar and banned hunting of rare species. But in this remote, roadless area, spreading their message of conservation to new settlers is proving difficult. Chiapas is peppered with isolated Indian communities, separated by huge mountains, by language, and by endless disputes over land. Around Lake Miramar, three villages live in fragile peace. Attempting to cross from Zapata to a community on Miramar's far shore, a canoe guide refuses to go all the way. If we cross without permission, he says, they'd grab us and lock us up on their side. Hardly an atmosphere for cooperative land management. And all the while, more and more people are arriving here. Chris Shaw is a naturalist and the author of the novel Sacred Monkey River, set in this region. He says newcomers to this highly complex ecosystem must change their way of thinking to save the forest.
These people, you know, believe that they live on the frontier and that you can still go over the next ridge and start again. And that, you know, idea has to be made as much of a romantic fallacy as it has necessarily become in the lower 48 United States and parts of Canada.
As this forest goes, so will hundreds of species of migratory birds and parrots, as well as spider monkeys and howler monkeys, creatures that need vast expanses of unbroken forest to live. Even here in this protected belt, Shaw estimates some 200 acres have been cleared recently. At one point, poachers using banned rifles passed by on an illegal hunt in violation of their own rules. Ronald Nye is an anthropologist who helped start organic farming and small-scale ecotourism here. Speaking in the highland city of San Cristobal, he says until locals find a way out of poverty, sustaining the La Condona rainforest will be impossible.
You have to be well enough off to be able to afford to regenerate forest. So if you're really poor, those are the first kinds of things that tend to get pushed aside. But they do know how to do it. You know, the people in Ejido Zapata are so poor that Holiday Inn could easily come along and offer them more money than they've ever imagined in their lives, and they would probably sell off.
In fact, a hotel chain has just received permission from landowners in another part of the rainforest to build a 5-star resort. The venture hopes to lure up to 8,000 tourists a year into the reserve. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Lake Miramar, Chiapas.